in the limelight.
The recent escape of a high-profile consort of Sheikh of Dubai casts an uncomfortable glare on women's rights in the Persian Gulf Arab monarchies amid a stream of runaway cases and asylum bids. Stay with us for a report in this regard by Beirut-based journalist Alison Tahmizian for Asia Times in this regard, titled Flight of Princess Haya Rocks Dubai. First came Latifa, the previously unknown 33-year-old daughter of the ruler of Dubai and the Prime Minister of the UAE Confederation, Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, who attempted to flee the United Arab Emirates by ship before her forced return. Then came Rahaf Al Ghanoun, the Saudi teen who barricaded herself in the Bangkok airport and launched a viral demand for refuge, which was granted by Canada. Finally, at least three sets of Saudi sisters have escaped to various locales over the past year seeking asylum from the country's male guardianship system. But none of those cases can be compared to the recent revelation that Princess Haya, the glamorous equestrian daughter of the late King Hussein of Jordan and wife of the ruler of Dubai, had fled the United Arab Emirates after 15 years of marriage, taking along to their children. The flight of 45-year-old Haya came to light when a poem attributed to her husband was posted on Instagram by an advisor. In what reads more likely an angry rant and less like classical Arabic verse, Sheikh Mohammed Al Maktoum lambasts his wife for alleged infidelity, concluding, "I don't care if you live or die." Princess Haya is the most high-profile woman in recent memory to flee a gilded existence in the Persian Gulf, and her escape presents unique challenges to the Emirati authorities. Unlike Latifa, one of dozens of children born to obscure wives and branded a troubled young woman after her forced return, Haya cannot be so easily dismissed. Besma Momani, a senior fellow at the Center for International Governance Innovation in Waterloo, Canada, said, "I simply do not expect that a forced capture and return of Princess Haya could ever pass the muster of public and political scrutiny. Princess Haya is a grown woman with a history of living in Europe. She is well known to the international political community and is likely to be far more conscious and demanding of her rights to asylum abroad," unquote. "The greatest issue in contention will be the fate of the children, daughter Jalila and son Zayed. Under UAE law, a father normally gains custody when a son turns 7 and a daughter turns 9. Zayed is already 7 and Jalila is 11, meaning that Haya would certainly have lost the rights to her children had she sought a divorce in Dubai. Over the past year, a stream of runaways and attempted escapes by Saudi and Emirati women has cast an unwelcome glare on the restricted lives of women within the Arab sheikhdoms, even as they seek to project a modern image to the Western world. Saudi heir apparent, the murderous Mohammed bin Salman MBS, has gone to great lengths to promote his country as one undergoing massive social change. He partially lifted the ban on women driving and told CBS ahead of a high-profile U.S. tour in 2018 that there is no difference between men and women. It is notable, however, that his own wife was nowhere to be seen on that tour and indeed has never been seen." Princess Haya is of a different stock, following in the tradition of her late mother, Queen Alia, and other Jordanian royal women who have presented a cosmopolitan face to the world. And she served for Dubai with apparent enthusiasm, unique among Sheikh Maktoum's several wives, for her ubiquitous presence at the public events, taking on roles ranging from UN Goodwill Ambassador to President of International Equestrian Federation. She even went so far as to participate in the public relations cleanup after Latifah's forced return, appearing alongside her stepdaughter as part of a controversial attempt to show all was well in the family. It is increasingly unclear whether Haya smiled for the cameras alongside Latifah out of genuine conviction that the young woman had been rescued or under some form of coercion. Already, activists are calling on Haya to speak out on Latifah's behalf and for Britain to revisit the case. Herve Joubert, the French former spy who captioned Latifah's escape ship before her abduction at gunpoint, tweeted, "The UK should lobby the UAE to release Latifah instead of the UAE lobbying the UK to turn over Haya. Haya is a free woman. Latifah is not." Despite mounting media attention, Princess Haya has remained silent until now. She appears to be focused on her custody battle in London, where she owns a mansion in the exclusive Kensington area. The next hearing is set for July 30 and 31. CNN quoted the British Courts of Justice as confirming in a statement without mentioning the individuals by name. The children are both Emirati citizens, which could make the custody ruling subject to the UAE law. According to Momani, the tactic of Princess Haya would have to be that the kids were in some danger if they were to be returned to the UAE. The UK court does not have a reason to rule on custody as the kids and mother are not UK citizens. The court's only purview is to rule on asylum. The fate of Princess Latifah, who was not being the singular publicized home visit by former Irish president and Persian Gulf speaking circuit regular Mary Robinson, may well figure into Haya's argument. Haya, in the past, has insisted she is not a feminist, but believes men and women have complementary roles, a common refrain among conservatives in the region and the world for that matter. But she has also stated that she would not compromise on her personal freedoms. She told the magazine Emirates Women in a 2017 interview, "Remember, above all else, we are all born free, and that no one can put you in a cage except yourself." Haya's Twitter account now features a background of feathers or what appears to be the side of a falcon. Her last social media post dates back to February of this year. It is a black and white photograph of her and her father, the late King Hussein. In the caption, she calls her father the King of Hearts and promises to live her life as he taught her and to impart his values in her children. There is no mention of her husband, Sheikh Maktoum, in the post.